There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
We talk about this. We were doing a little call this week. Mm-hmm. We're all like, you know, even our relaxed fits kind of tense.
They're just episodes.
Yeah,
we just,
more like relaxed don't fit.
That's more of a story of our bodies.
They're just episodes. I just started writing full scripts for relaxed fit episodes that were supposed to be relaxed fit, but then we started writing it.
Because we work hard and we want to give good content to our hungry audience, right?
Marcus's
they're hungry.
Pants,
we got hungry
Marcus's
eyes.
Marcus's pants are too big.
Come on, we got a big series coming up next week, right? We got a big series coming up, and then another series coming up that, and then an even bigger series are in the works for us. So we're like, why don't we actually like be chill?
Yeah,
like say, yeah. like say we're gonna be chill,
right?
And then be that.
It doesn't
chill.
Sound like you're actually being chill. It sounds like you're saying you want to be chill, but you're not being chill. You're just telling everyone. You're almost apologizing.
That's called 39, being 39 yeah. years old. Yeah, I feel like that is the essential nature of making it to a certain point in show business where it is a constant apology.
Mm. All right. Welcome to Last Podcast on the Left, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry and Marcus. Today's
Hi.
Episode is going to be a smattering of the news that you can use to lose your family this dinner time.
What?
So have fun with it.
You did string a bunch of words together. And in the end, yeah. It does form a sentence.
It indeed it did. These are stories that you can use to lose your family during the dinner time.
But we wanted to do like a smattering, something like side stories, because like you've all been like, how many times I've gotten these messages being like, side stories needs Marcus's direction.
I don't know.
Like, well, guess what, man? Well, you're going to find out today what the fuck that's like. And guess what, man? It might be garbage.
It
could be. Also, I'm going to hijack this show immediately. Do you see Sean Kemp was arrested?
For what?
Drive-by shooting.
Interesting.
What the fuck?
Fucking basketball player.
What do you think? So from the free throw line or?
From his car.
But was it a basketball?
It was a bullet.
Whoa. Was it a big bullet?
Was it a big bouncing giant
rubber bullet?
Remember Sean Kemp?
I do, of course.
Yeah, he would
dunk, number, right? Number 40, Seattle Supersonics.
And he had a bunch of kids, right?
Yeah, it's like 24 kids.
Yeah, he loved to come.
And apparently now he's just driving around Washington shooting people in his car.
Wow. Well, so he stayed in Washington after the Supersonics, huh?
Yeah, that's the big news there.
I guess so. He last played for the Orlando Magic.
Let me look this up.
This is madness.
What do you mean? Is he currently attacking people?
In his car. He's doing drive-bys.
Wow, yeah. Allegedly or convicted?
Ooh, no.
He has been arrested.
He has been arrested.
Washington on Wednesday. Felony charge.
This just comes from
drive-by
his
shooting.
Wow.
This is really strange, honestly. I'm looking at this now.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, they said that he shot up. He cussed after a shopping mall shooting.
Yes, indeed.
What is he doing?
He got mad at the shopping mall.
I do it every day. I get mad at the shopping mall, mostly for tempting me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can just see him, though, throwing the little grapes into, like, his cart, being like, I got one in there, you know, having fun with it. Anyway, that was my story.
Great. Thank you for your controversy.
Sean Kemp.
That was great, because I remember, like, when we were talking about doing this episode, like, we were talking about, yeah, we're getting some stories, and you know what Ben said? He said, you know what, Marcus? I'm going to help you. He said, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to look for stories, and I'm going to contribute to this episode.
But he did it 5 minutes before, and and he's contributing by helping derail would have been the beginning and opening, a smooth opening
sure.
to the show.
Because I had a segue that came from your sentence that you put together.
Great.
Ben, and I can continue that if you'd like.
Now I'm looking into this because I'm looking, this is according to NBC News, and videos appearing to capture parts of the altercation. A man in a red jacket, Santa Claus.
Oh my
Possibly.
God.
Possibly. I don't know. I don't know where he's been. It's a little early for him. He's off.
Allegedly.
And he can be seen at one point appearing to argue with another person as the other person begins to pull away in their vehicle. The person in the red jacket begins to point at them as sirens sound. The person in red can be seen to raise their arm before what sounds like a gunshot rings out. It sounds like it was Sean Kemp who was dressed up like Santa Claus, and what he was delivering to the mall was chaos.
Well, perhaps Sean Kemp also has his own cannabis line. So you're going to want to check that out.
Yeah,
that
thank you. Yeah, good plug.
Thank you.
Good.
Absolutely. Great.
All
right.
All you want.
So that's a little sports news.
Why is he getting a fight at the mall? What is this? Fucking
Buddy,
the Lost
people,
Boys?
People getting fights at malls all the time.
All
it's
the
just
time.
As hostile as it always was.
Why? Because you go to the engraving store and it turns out the thing you wanted to buy for your stupid ass grandfather costs like $75 and he's just going to throw it into some box and it's going to end up in the bottom of his fucking casket.
Well, yeah, kind of. That might be part of it. I think they're walking. The parking,
yeah,
just the overall pressure of being around children, and you're never at the mall during a time of peace. Mm-mm. You're always late to get a gift, so you can't get it online because it's going to take too long to get it delivered.
I mean, this
delivered.
Is definitely more of a single father version of the mall.
Yeah,
that's what. And you have also, you been to a mall lately?
That's where I used to walk. That's where I used to get my steps in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what my grandma used to do with my mom.
Yeah, buddy. And so do sometimes goth daddies as well.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to go get your steps in a place that's nice and air conditioned because it's 118 degrees outside and you're sick of being in your own home because you're waiting for all the auditions to come in and they're not coming in. This is from back in the day. This is when it used to be pilot season.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you're going to the mall and it's not crowded, then you're just reminded of the slow disintegration of the America that you knew as a child.
That's the thing.
That is no longer there and will never come back.
And all the George Romero-esque style subliminal cultural implications of the mall and like what that's like and how and you're like I just another cog in the goddamn capitalist machine and it's like yes and thank you for my new sneakers
and indeed enjoy the mall, bring them back. New Jersey still has some malls and let's not forget our shirts are in Hot Topic.
Los Angeles. No, they are not. That's in
they
fact.
Were. They
that's
were.
Incorrect.
They were.
Also,
years
two
ago.
Of the biggest malls in the world are in Los Angeles, the city that you are currently in.
Yeah.
The Americana and the Grove. Like the most like famous iconic malls of malls are here.
I don't know. New Jersey is the home of the mall.
You are absolutely in a term that I cannot use incorrect.
No way. Oh, you're going to get a lot of messages on that, buddy.
Yeah. Good.
New Jersey is the home of the malls.
You all know that. Well, I'm. Whatever. We're going to get... Whoa!
All right.
SimonStoriesLPODL@gmail.com. You're fine, whatever. Kemp. To entertain him. Sean thank Kemp. You. We're all like... Ah, fuck.
Well,
Marcus,
if we're going to use...
Let's just go with a segue.
If we're going to use... If you're
yeah, you
gonna
are really
use,
not relaxed.
If you're going to use the news to lose your family at dinner time...
There you go.
You know what? There's not much you can do better than bringing up mentally ill inmates getting executed in Texas.
Well...
You don't know my family.
Sometimes, though, that does elicit a group of high fives. It depends on the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. The April execution of one of Texas's quote-unquote most mentally ill prisoners was delayed Tuesday by a judge due to concerns surrounding the man's mental state. It gets very, very interesting here. Andre Thomas, 39, was set to be executed on April 5th for the March 2004 stabbing deaths of his estranged wife, Laura Christina Boren, 20.
Oh, you couldn't keep a marriage together?
You know what I hear a stabbing death? Hello, Twitter world. All I hear is O.J. Simpson saying, hello, Twitter world.
Yeah. He also murdered their 4-year-old son and Boren's 13-month-old daughter. The Associated Press reported Thomas cut the two children's hearts out of their chests.
Well, now, maybe there was an indication he might not be mentally well vet.
I do think that put him in the runnings
for
most mentally ill patient in Texas, but most mentally ill prisoner in Texas, but now it seems like he's really trying to put a hat on a hat.
Yeah, he later told police that God instructed him to commit the killings and that he thought all three of his victims were demons. He subsequently, on death row, gouged each of his eyes out on two separate occasions.
And this is what I'm saying. Like, we don't need to go this far. Right? This is like, now we're in the weeds here. Like, we get
it. He went too far.
We know you're sick. Yeah. Because the first thing is that he popped one eye out.
Uh-huh.
Right? He popped one eye out. And it was like, so now he's permanently flirting. He's always winging. Which is, again, if you wanted less attention, that's not how you got it.
I love the old Sammy Davis Jr. surgery.
But he at least got an orb put in there to hold up the fucking structure where this guy, he just let that fly. And then he popped out the second eyeball. Woo. And when you look at the picture now with no eyeballs, weirdly, he did a really clean job.
Yeah, he did. It's like
it's an empty ass socket.
Well, you have a feel. I mean, he probably had those nails that are little scalpels. You know, people who don't bite their nails neurotically like I do, or LeBron James.
Yeah.
And I think he probably got a good clean scoop out of it. I'm just surprised Texas didn't let him off when he told him that God told him to gut these kids and take out their heart.
But like,
because
no
in
way.
Texas, God told you. You're free to go.
That's incredible. You know, honestly, if you had just done that because it was 13 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had just done that, like 14 months earlier,
there you
he'd
go.
Be a liberal hero.
All right. Save it for the comedy mothership. Save it for the comedy mothership.
Well, that second eye, he didn't just pop it out. He also ate it to make sure that the government couldn't hear his thoughts.
What a fucking try-hard hack.
Hold on a
because
second.
Because people call me a try-hard hack, and that's something else, right? Because that's him. That's his version of my bad Bill Clinton impression.
So he... I don't think I've heard your bad Bill Clinton.
You've heard it. I feel your pain.
That's good.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did it like 3 weeks ago.
It was 6 weeks ago that he did the right in this very room right in front of you.
I'm just going to need a little room on this marriage, Hillary.
Wow. Save it for when we're in Austin, okay? So he took his eye out, ate it, so that the government couldn't hear his thoughts.
Yeah.
But it's not the right. It's not the right thing.
This is why
he should have taken his ear. Like, how do you? I don't know how you rip your ears out.
No, the bug is inside the eyeball. Like, I think that's what he was thinking. Yeah, it's like total recall. Yeah,
this is my thing, right? Like, I get it. This guy's not doing great.
Not doing great.
Right? He's
was
not,
never doing great.
He's obviously three squares a day.
I know. Yeah, three hots and a cot. It's love and life. But I wonder, like, at what level? Okay, let me throw this out here.
Sure.
When are we just making shit up? Right.
What
I know
mean?
He's. He is fully, obviously.
Are you asking at what point is a mentally ill person just making shit up?
No. Not in general. This man. I'm just saying, like,
I'm not a doctor. So you say you're schizophrenic. Now, have you thought you're just making shit up?
Never just think that maybe you have a series of characters and you do an express onto a podcast?
No, I'm thinking that we don't really need all of these mental asylums and we can just put them out on the street.
Put them on the street.
Because eventually they're going to stop making shit up.
Well, it's improv everywhere.
Less asylum. And more carnivals.
Yeah.
And then we put him in the carnival. No, I'm saying, like, once you're in jail, maybe I'm wrong. Mm. Like, do they not, like, you're for that style of crime, don't they pump you through full of meds? Like, don't they, like, literally,
I don't
like,
think the state
like,
of Texas
I don't know.
Is taking care
I, like,
of
like,
them.
Do they, really like, not. Neutral? They don't just zombify you? I know that that's ridiculous. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, I would imagine if we're going with the treatment of Texas prisoners, their hope was probably to lock them in a concrete square until he beat his head against the wall so much that he killed himself.
But then why are they making such a big deal if he's already doing it halfway, if he's already got rid of 10% of his head?
They're not making a big deal out of it. The state of Texas isn't making a big deal out of it. His lawyers are making a big deal out
of it.
As
they should.
His lawyers are saying that this man is
deeply
mentally ill to be executed because in Texas, if you'll remember, I don't know if you guys remember this, from when we were in high school, I think, at the time it was executed the mentally challenged for killing the woman with the pair of scissors.
Yes, indeed. Texas has a great history of killing people.
And so they, but his crimes were so extreme that they don't really know how to handle him otherwise, right? Like it's at the other side where they got him in a concrete square now. His crimes were horrible and now he's doing extra shit, but it does begin to feel like, so what do you do with a girl like this guy? Like, what do you do with this guy?
With a gal like this, I say let bygones be bygones.
What does that even mean? You're just saying weird
platitudes. I'm against the death penalty.
We're all against the death penalty.
So I would say he should just probably just chill out.
He should just chill out.
That's my thing. Chillax.
You know what he needs? Chill out.
You know what he needs? Fernando, you know what he really, really needs is that next time is, let's say you're in your home right now.
This would actually drive him insane.
Right. You believe that the U.S. government is listening to you through your eyeballs. And I'm going to say right now, honestly, you're not wrong.
No, they are.
They're definitely doing it. What I say is flip it into content because you never know. These governments, they could ship you money if you've got an incredible idea.
And they need to laugh too.
They've got to laugh too. Think about the NSA.
Yeah.
They listen to our phone calls for hours and hours. It's such boring horseshit.
And now the NSA isn't even the tip of the spear when it comes to surveillance. There's another secret government agency that we didn't even talk about.
Was the DID?
The BYO.
There's the BYO.
The Wawa.
There's the ASPCA.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's the YMCA.
Oh.
And you don't even, if you go over there, man, you got to give the gums.
So he's gouged his eyes out.
He's gouged his eyes out.
And now the lawyers are saying he's too crazy to be executed.
Yes.
And what's the stance on Texas?
Right now, Texas is saying, you don't know what we know. Texas is actually saying, He's making it up.
They are doing my joke response.
The joke response that you had, Texas, is this, and you don't have all the information. We have all the information. He's making it up. They're saying that he is well aware that he's going to be executed. And
he probably is.
And because he is well aware that he is going to be executed,
he's trying to get out of it.
Therefore, makes him open for execution. So, you can execute him. If he didn't know he was getting executed, then maybe they'd think about it.
Why don't they tell him he's not getting executed? Wait, see how he behaves. Mm-hmm. Then just sock him in the night.
Yeah,
right?
That's
just get
another
him real fast. I know that that's supposed to be like, I actually would prefer to not know. Like if I was on death row, I would prefer to not know when my exact day was, and you just come get me.
Yeah, it could be an hour. It could be 30 years.
Yeah, just come get me. What am I supposed to do? It'll be too late, and then I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so much scarier.
Yeah,
I actually, I mean, I see both points.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
No, you can sleep on death row.
No, no, you can because you slept on a 17-hour flight to fucking Australia in a fucking chair that was three sizes too small. And like it was the Grinch's heart.
Just like death row, where everyone's suffering on death row. I know your pain.
He knows your
pain. I had to fly. But this is my question. You say he ate the eyeball, Mr. Zabrowski. What do you think that's like?
It tastes like pure delicious fat.
So you think he enjoyed it?
Yeah, sure.
Did he mix it with anything? Did he mix it with the meatloaf? When I had mine, it was broiled,
so it actually was good. The fat was caramelized.
I see. Yeah, I would imagine with this, it was just a straight, like, gouge out, pop it out, eat it. Because in that point, like, you're popping it out in order to eat it.
Oh, you think he was hungry?
No,
think he just didn't know how else to handle it.
He did it for the lulz. All right, he did it because they were all cheering him on to be hashtag savage.
He certainly had his own internal logic, which none of us will ever understand.
Maybe he's the Bill Maher of people on solitary because Bill Maher's new thing is he's not in it for the likes.
No, he's too real. He should be called too real.
He is
and
too
not
real.
Me.
Sounds all like he's about to start telling it how it is.
Really? I'm saying it. You're thinking it.
But I will say straight up, eyeballs don't taste nearly as bad as you think that they would. They're just way more frightening.
You got sick.
That was just because I think the fat content of the eyeball and how much liquid fat I had consumed up until that point. Yeah. And then all of it shot out of me. Yeah.
I would say it's more fair to say he got ill than sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Again, ill, like a rap illness.
Yes, indeed. All right. So there we go. Great story, Marcus.
Yeah, I know, it's a horrible story.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Live from your grave.
You want to hear another one? This one's actually a little bit more. It's a little nicer.
Great.
It has a happy ending at the very least.
Ooh. Yeah. I feel like when you say that, that actually means it's going to be much worse.
No. It is a happy ending, kind of. At the very least, someone avoided jail.
Well, let's see what Marcus thinks a happy ending is.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see how he thinks him and Carolina will end.
Police in Hanover, Ontario, have ended their investigation into a man who tried to give a young person a box of chocolates.
Okay. All right. Okay,
after determining he was participating in Random Acts of Kindness Day.
Random Acts of Kindness Day just sounds like a great front for you to do whatever weird shit crosses your mind.
Wait a second. So this is like a Forrest Gump crime, but it's not a crime.
It's not a crime.
So we live in a society.
Chocolates. There's no reason for people to be concerned because the chocolates are supposed to serve to teach a life lesson.
You're under arrest. That's a fucking felony. That's soliciting chocolate.
I met the president. I drank 17 Dr. Peppers.
You're under arrest. You fucking asshole.
Well, in a media release issued on Friday, Hanover police said they were investigating a, quote, suspicious older male who reportedly pulled over and approached a youth walking home from school on Wednesday.
Hey, come on here. Come here. You ever seen an old man sweat?
Yeah. Okay. I can see why this would be like a interesting scenario to investigate.
He's a man with gray hair. He's got a big, bushy gray beard.
Uh-huh. Santa
Claus. He's merely approaching a young boy walking home from school alone and trying to shove a box of pot of gold chocolates in his face.
It's a very Canadian crime. Just on the whole, just the investigation being like, we went down there and we gave him a stern talking to, and then we really found out he's actually kind of a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, they're just excited by it. It was just the idea of random, but it's the way one goes about this.
Well, he took it really literally. It seems hyper random.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair,
like, a full box of chocolates is something you give on Valentine's Day to someone you're trying to have sex with.
And I don't know. There's something about, like, the heat of his car.
Yeah.
I don't really want that chocolate.
Well, when the student declined, when this boy declined, as he should have, you don't take candy from strange old men yes. with beards. The man insisted, saying the boy could give the chocolates to his mother. Which, that's the thing. It's
give
the
it to your mother. Come here. Give it to your fucking mother. Get in the car.
Fucking take it.
Dude, it's like, what's that one video? The one dude on that airline, shake my hand. Yeah. Shake my hand. He's like yelling at this Jewish dude. Yeah. He's like, shake my hand.
Yeah, it was very aggressive, mm-hmm. random act of kindness.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's the roll up. It's the insistence. It's the, is he being forced by some form of like, is he being kidnapped or like being blackmailed to be kind? Like that kind of sounds like too, like they have his like
yeah.
wife with a gun to its head and he's got to go like,
get rid of these chocolates.
You got to be kind.
Yeah.
Convince
a child to take a box of chocolates. Tick, tock,
tock, tick, tock.
Do we know with the chocolate box open? Cause I could see this guy having a couple for himself.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't no word on the condition of the box of chocolates. Okay. I will say, I can tell you the type of car he was driving. He was driving a black Volkswagen Tiguan.
I don't know what that car is. I've never heard of that car in my fucking life.
It's an SUV. They're actually very nice.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I've been in one then.
Yeah, you might.
Oh yeah, that is nice. That is nice. That's a nice Tiguan.
It's a nice car.
Yeah, but it also looks like you're about to have a bunch of duct tape around your mouth and handcuffs on your.
No, I see this as a
shoved into the back of it.
It's actually a really smart move for a child molester to get a car like that because it looks like a harmless mom car. Like mm-hmm. it's kind of the opposite of a van. It's like it looks like it's like a RAV4. It's like, oh, no crimes happen in that except sometimes being late for baseball practice. You know what I mean? Like, but then a lot of times the reason why everyone was late to baseball practice is because everybody get a molest.
Very good, Henry. Very creative. Very creative.
Everybody get a molest.
Very creative.
Well, I'm relaxed today.
You really
I'm
are.
I'm relaxed. Man.
Really, absolutely.
My blood pressure this morning was 420 over 69.
Margaritaville, baby. Well, everything's fine then.
Well, everything's okay. And apparently this was the only swing and a miss for this guy that day. It was Random Acts of Kindness Day. So he went and actually bought a lot of boxes of chocolates.
Oh, okay.
And he handed them out to people of varying ages to make everyone's day better.
See, that also sounds pointed and specifically done. It sounds like he did the thing like what DiCaprio's doing right now where he's like, see, I'm dating a 28-year-old. Like he's doing the thing. We're like, see, I didn't just give it to kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's nice that he tried.
Well, in a new release issued Tuesday, police said they'd found the man, they tracked him down, and determined that his intentions were, quote, genuine and pure.
Well, this is
the
thing.
How the fuck did they do that, by the way? Now you're going to tell me how genuine and were you? Now tell me how kind you were.
Well, Canadians are like, well, you know, I'll take you at your word.
Yeah.
You know, cops just come being like, well, he promised. So there's no way there was a crime there because we pinky swore, and he is fine.
We all remember Robert Picton. How many cops were out there at the Piggy Palace? How many times did they ask him, like, so you got any girls out there? We've been missing a lot from Hastings Street. And he's like, you know, officer, I'm not going to lie to you. No. We absolutely haven't seen none of these girls around here. We haven't got no girls. I don't even know what a girl is, honestly.
And I tell you what, he's a straight shooter. I honestly believe anybody who looks like Splinter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Anybody that's got half a head. I really, you got to give him credit.
You really do. All right. Well, a nice story indeed.
Well, it is a nice story.
Well, this might, it is strange, though, that they investigated after he got the candies and didn't get molested. Mm-hmm. It is really weird that they went back and he was just like, I got these weird candies on the street. And then they put man hours into trying to single out this Tiguan.
Well,
you gotta follow that up.
Well, I guess so.
Could have gone horribly wrong.
Well, actually, the cops did follow it up when you did something similar to this, Ben, when you were a child. Remember the time when you were late?
I do recall. Yes, I don't like to talk about my felonious activities of when I was a child.
It's too late.
Perhaps lied to the police.
It's been hours. Years.
Yeah.
The statute of limitations on that was out. And plus, the records are sealed.
Well, there was nothing happened. I completely lied and I got my brother in trouble.
Yeah, you lied and said that didn't your brother left you behind, and you lied and said that a man in a truck came and tried to molest you.
Honestly, it's nice to give the cops something to do because then they're like, we gotta go out and get that guy, and you give them a whole afternoon like working on that fake crime instead of all the other real crimes.
And I got him grounded for the weekend, so that taught him not to go in front of me. Yes. Anyway, so it's very nice that they were able to find the culprit, and I hope he gave the candies to the cops.
Yeah, I hope so too. Well, that, you know, we got a horrible story. We got a kind of nice story.
That's kind of horrible.
No, it's a nice story.
It's a neutral story.
It's a neutral story. Yeah. So now we're going to go for a nice story.
Oh, wow.
It's a good story.
Oh,
it's involving a certain cemetery goose.
All right. When you said this story, I think it's interesting. I think that we, and I am guilty of this as well, as good, very good. I think I'm guilty of maybe, and you might be, of throwing human emotions onto an animal.
Sure,
of course.
From afar. and not understanding most of the time these animals' brains are not really complex enough to maybe feel these shades of emotion that we might feel that they're thinking.
Goose is very smart.
I like to think of it as Goth Goose gets remarried.
There you go. Goth Goose gets remarried. I love this movie.
Let's read the story from CBS News. There are a few things sadder than a love story cut short by tragedy.
9/11.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, there are a couple of things sadder.
One such story comes out of a cemetery in Marshalltown, Iowa, where employees at a cemetery noticed that a goose, Blossom, out of sorts after the death of her mate, Bud the Goose.
Now, this is the thing. Geese? Mm-hmm. Do they mate for life?
I'm looking up right now.
I believe beavers swans do. I think geese might.
Yeah, they say, it says pairs usually stay together for life. Most Canadian geese pair with the mate at age 3.
Yeah, when they're not being fucking domestic terrorists.
Yep. Yes, they are terrible.
They took
animals.
Sully's plane down.
They're They are constantly trying to mess with our... Yes, of course, humans maybe are not meant to take the sky, but guess what? Our brains allowed us to.
Yeah, and they're huge.
Yeah.
Canadian geese are scary big, massive. Dude.
We're sorry, I grew up in goose country.
Geese are scary, dude.
Texas is geese country?
God, yes. Yeah, that when they come down from Canada, they come down to Texas. Specifically, my area of Texas, there was just geese everywhere all the time. They used to be these hunters. These rich men from Dallas would come down and sit in a field all morning, the field across the street from the house where I grew up. And every morning I'd be woken up by the peppering of shotgun pellets.
That's, cool. That's a fun thing to do on a Saturday.
It really is. It makes you who you are.
Yeah, it really does.
So do the geese go down there, move, and then like complain about how now there's too much traffic
because
it used to be this like empty place. Mm. And now, but they're using the excuse of we're turning it purple. We're going to make it go purple, where it's just like, you know, you're just fucking geese. You can't vote. You legally can't vote.
They are Canadian. Keep your politics in Canada. You're welcome here in Texas.
Geese are like people, according to OpticsMag.com. Do geese made for life?
Yeah, I see. I remember when geese are on Pornhub.
Yeah. Now, geese hook up as much how it is for humans. Some geese prefer soulmate and will bond with each other for life, while others prefer to play the field.
Mm.
In fact, some geese are bonded or still make time to try extra mating on the side with another goose. So you just heard it here first. Geese are poly.
All right, there we go. So this goose is missing its loved goose.
Well, Blossom and Bud had lived on the pond in Riverside Cemetery, but after Bud died in August of 2022...
Suicide.
9/11.
Blossom's behavior changed. Of course, yeah, the after effects of 9/11 died from the cancers, unfortunately.
Well, I think about it. He was down there in the rubble.
He was trying
to find all the other geese.
Pecking around, honestly, probably pecking at whatever survivors were in there trying to make sure that they were dead, because geese are terrible to humans.
How many? They are very aggressive unless you give them bread, but apparently you're not supposed to because it's not good for them, but we eat it. But
all I know is that geese better start honking at Jon Stewart to get some of these benefits.
How many, I wonder, birds died in 9/11?
How many birds died in 9/11? That's an interesting question.
Some had to.
I would guess 3.
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4 because...
I mean, think of
the
pigeons.
They hang out.
Think of the pigeons. How many pigeons were down there?
Slow to move, bro.
Yeah, how many pigeons do you think died in the cloud afterwards? That's, I bet, what killed them.
Well, actually, it's more the opposite. They're saying that 9/11 tribute lights endanger 160,000 birds a year.
Endangered. Now, that's the opposite. Kills 160,000 a year.
It says it endangers them.
The lights?
If they veer off their normal migratory flights.
Yeah.
But if we don't have the lights,
our precious memorials.
No shit.
Wow. Yeah, man. Another fucking tragedy. Another way we just Americans keep making it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So the two lights that they have in memoriam.
Killing 160,000 birds a year.
Or at least
distracting
them. Wow,
there actually is a fucking number.
What is it?
One volunteer counted 261 dead migratory birds surrounding the World Trade Center complex on Tuesday morning. Wow, what?
Tuesday
now,
morning?
You know what? Now I'm actually...
What was it? Tuesday because that... So like 10 a.m.?
So why did hundreds of birds die at the World Trade Center? Oh, no, that was... Oh, no, this is...
this has got to be something else. This has to not be. this is just dead birds that were found on the street.
Oh, this is just a person counting every dead bird they see in New York City?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I guess so, man.
We better go back into Iraq and Afghanistan.
We better, man.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, we got to, dude.
Well, back to our geese in the cemetery. Yeah. Blossom and Bud, they lived on the pond together. But then after Bud died, Blossom started spending time near the front office looking at her reflection in glass windows and on model tombstones.
Oh, that's cute.
The general manager, Dory Tamman, said she wanted company.
Oh. She does. You got to get her another goose. You got to stud her.
Yeah. So Tamman posted a personal ad for the, quote, lonely, widowed domestic goose.
Why does that sound creepier than the guy giving candy to a child?
Well, this is it. All is the shit that ties into this week on Side Stories. We cover that Kansas Adoption Center was using the only paws thing where they were selling pictures of dogs' feet.
Cats, toe-beads. Dogs' feet.
Pictures of their toe-beads.
Have you heard this term?
Toe-beads? Yeah, I heard it.
You're already getting the emails we've already received for your lack of acceptance of the term toe-bean.
It's called a paw. It's just a toe-bean. It's a paw.
It's the internet says otherwise, and you better put bacon on your narwhal before you say another fucking thing about toe-beans.
Bacon on my narwhal.
Well, she wrote, this woman, in her personal ad, that Blossom wanted a, quote, life partner for companionship. Oh. And occasional shenanigans.
They have shenanigans.
Every once in a while, just, you know, when there's someone like grieving, you know, they have like a dead parent or
funeral.
Just fucking fly right in the middle of it. Shenanigans. Cemetery shenanigans.
Is there like a term for why when ducks run, it's so scary? Because they're not like super fast, but they are fast enough. Like, why is it so scary when a duck runs?
Because they bite. Because you know that they bite.
But it's also just something with the way that it's just like a movement. It's just like, fucking makes your brain freak out.
Yeah, it's
the
wobbliness.
I get into a fetal position if I see ducks.
Really?
We used to run away from ducks and cry.
You should not say that out loud because now we know your true weakness is a flock of ducks.
Yeah, I mean, I said that I fucking was scared of frogs years ago, and what do I get? Fucking frog pictures all the time.
Every day.
You don't get frog pictures. I give you a toad picture, but you don't have a problem with toads.
That's the thing. I like frogs. I'm fine with frogs. I hate toads. Toads are what I truly hate.
But that's, again, you've just said your inner weakness.
What's your animal that you get scared of?
Like, you know what really scares me and I can't see is
too
big natural milk.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
That is like, I can't stand seeing them.
Yeah, I understand that.
I could see you.
Well, and I can't, and I will not, you can't send them to me because it just freaks me. It really scares me.
Freaks you out. Yeah.
I could see you freaking out over a ferret. I could see you versus a ferret and the ferret just completely.
You know what's funny is I have no issues with that style of little animal. Like, I that doesn't bother me. I am sometimes a little get nervous around a big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sometimes get nervous, but otherwise, only because of one time that.
I don't ever get this because of your.
Do you want to get cross-bodied?
Whoa!
You want me to fucking fly across this room?
All right, big dogs. There it is.
You know what I noticed?
Scared of tits.
You know what I noticed about ferrets? Went to Petco here in Los Angeles the other day, and I checked out. I was just sort of walking around, looking at all the different sections, getting food for Georgie, and I noticed that the ferret section here in L.A. is far larger than the ferret section in the New York Petco.
I didn't know that they had a ferret section.
It's a very large section.
Really? I am pretty certain that the ferret community of Los Angeles is very large, because I do think that we have a lot of straight up housebound former television personalities.
Right. And they're like ferrets?
There's something about ferrets and hoarders that are like, they touch tips. I know people get, we've talked mess on ferret owners before. Mm-hmm. We know that they are animals. Obviously, ferret owners love their animals. And they take a lot of times good ferret owners take care of it.
Of course.
A ferret is also the perfect hoarder animal because it just slicks around.
Do ferrets know when do they get along with the people?
I feel like they're skittish, but you know,
they nip and they piss everywhere.
Yeah.
But they're very, they're very loving, and they're kind of smelly. Mm-hmm. They get very dirty. You got to wash them hard.
Okay.
Live from your grave.
Well, let's get to the wonderful world of geese. Let's get back to geese for a second. Tammin posted a personal ad for the lonely widowed domestic goose, writing that Blossom wanted a life partner, of course, for shenanigans and such.
No, and they just mean fun, right? They don't mean just sex.
No,
right?
No, fun, just fun, you know? In the ad, Tammin called Blossom youthful, adventurous, and lively. Ugh. The joke worked better than anyone could have expected. Tammin soon heard from Deb and Randy Hoyt, owners of a widower goose named Frankie.
Frankie killed his wife. Frankie says, relax.
So all day long, this couple sits and looking at their goose, and they're like, man, that goose needs to be fucking. Why is a goose hanging around here? That's a new single goose. Mm-hmm. Hey, you should be wasting time. Not like us all locked down. My wife of 95 years.
You can see a goose, though. If they're sad, they would hang their big heads real low, and then they're sad, and they'll be sad.
Yeah, and just like Blossom, Frankie was in need of a mate. Deb Hoyt, the owner of Frankie, said, he was so lonely. Randy Hoyt saw the ad.
I think that this woman might be a little lonely, but that's okay.
Randy Hoyt saw the ad.
Again, we're putting emotions on the animal.
But no, but they do get lonely.
They do.
For sure.
Randy Hoyt saw the ad and said he thought, quote, well, that'll be great.
Perfect.
And the Hoyts and Tammin set up a Valentine's Day blind date for the birds.
Oh, yeah, this is the thing. So now, all right, all this hype has been built, right? You got one fiended, and you got the other one looking out the window, wondering where everything's gone and where everyone's going to be.
Where's happiness going to come from in the future?
Sure. Exactly.
Am I ever going to feel it again?
So please tell me, for our listeners' sake, that when they got together, it worked out.
Now the two are spending all their time together at the cemetery and even taking dips in the lake. Blossom welcomed Frankie with open wings. Tammin said they started walking off together and they haven't left each other's side since.
Well, isn't that fantastic? But the strange thing is, at some point, one of them will be a widow again.
That's how it is for all of us.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, we're all going to be fucking
Who's going to die first, do you think? Frankie or the female?
I think they'll both get killed.
The man always dies.
I think they'll get killed at the same time by a teenager who wants to throw rocks.
Do you remember
you can't kill a... geese are stronger than a rock.
We covered this on Side Stories, the story of the goose that was murdered. The goose that wore shoes...
The goose that wore shoes.
He was a neighborhood like guy. Everyone was like loved this goose, and his feet were malformed. And this like local dude saw this and was like, "Oh, I'm gonna put, I can help this goose." Made shoes for the goose.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, "Oh, it's amazing, it's incredible." The goose made the town, became the town mascot, and then it turned into Who Shot Mr. Burns when the goose showed up dead.
Like, somebody killed the goose.
Someone fucking murdered the goose.
Yeah. I remember
Which is
that,
horrible.
I remember that happened when I was a kid in a town called Stanford, Texas. The reason why I brought it up is because somebody came and they killed the swan. They beat it to death. Well, they threw rocks at it until it died. And it turns out it was some visiting teenager from the city.
That's how it happens, because you put them out on the range and they're not ready for it. I was a city kid that they tried to see if they could do country things with me.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Didn't take.
No.
And that is called the Texas honor killing. Well, all right, so the geese are together.
The geese are together. Let's stay in the animal kingdom for the next story.
Oh, God.
Who's ready for sperm whale news?
Yay!
By the way, unvaxxed sperm. Have you seen this? Unvaxxed sperm is a thing. So apparently, they're selling this stuff in droves.
Let's pull up.
I can't believe it.
No one is, really. I don't know if anybody's actually buying pure blood sperm.
No one's buying it. So there's some anti-vax dude, right?
And he's been doing this.
And it's be like, on now Tinder. You milk me. But it's something.
Now you can milk me.
Yeah.
Unvaxxed sperm.
I don't think he's selling any of it.
I think that women are getting, they're milking them, dude.
From 2 years ago.
Yes.
No, there was also just a sign outside of a new fantastic institution that opened up in Austin.
This is the Cardigan talking. This is a Cardigan point.
Make that money.
No, it's, because it's pure blood. They call themselves pure bloods.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm selling Bud Light Lime sperm.
See, now
I will drink
fucking...
Bud Light Lime for 1 month, and I will give you 8 ounces of my finest spunk after.
I don't even really appreciate the fact that he's leaning in after all of these years.
See,
of
now it's ruined it for you.
It's because he's such a flip-flop.
He is a flip-flopper.
It's because Bud Light responded to us.
Yes, yeah, of course.
I just need to get recognized.
So much a flip-flopper, as much as he feeds off of attention, it's really the only thing that he responds to.
It's I will say, the two of our superpowers being a whore for attention and money.
Marcus, back to the story of another animal.
The holy anointing oil for King Charles III's coronation will not contain the intestinal wax of sperm whales, nor will it contain civet secretions.
Well, it's called, like, what's it called?
Chrism oil.
Put that on some bread.
This is the thing, is that, what is this?
Well,
what's happened? Why?
You got to get anointed when you become the monarch of England.
Why? You all thought you all had to do was flop out of the right bitch's pussy.
No tradition.
No, there are fights within that.
Yeah, no. I played Crusader Kings 3.
You know firsthand.
The sacred chrism oil had previously contained oil from the glands of small mammals such as civets, and it contained, of course, ambergris, which we talked about in our SF series.
Why?
And the sperm whale, they're not talking about actual sperm, right? They're talking about that brain gunk.
Yeah, well, actually, the spermaceti.
Well, this isn't spermaceti. This is the ambergris, which they actually get from the insides, from the intestines. They scrape it out. It's like if somebody killed you and scraped all the cholesterol out of your veins,
right,
and then made an oil out of it and then put it on the king's forehead.
Merch.
More merch. Merch on top of merch. Yeah. Why did they ever? Was that like a compliment?
Well, yeah, it was a sacred oil. It's an oil that only kings can have.
What are they getting out of the civet?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thing
secretions.
Now.
What is a civet?
So you're talking about it's piss and shit, or it's like probably, butt cum?
Probably it's glands.
Pus.
Like, you know how your little dog, how you have to take it to the groomer to get the gland squozen?
Yes.
Probably that.
I squoze it myself.
I just don't.
Something like that.
Why are we putting this on this moron?
To make the guy a king.
Yeah, you make him a king. It's sacred. No one else gets to put the fucking civet secretions on their head.
So now they're making it without any of that shit so anybody can do it.
Well, I'm actually really pissed off that they're fucking not making these kings have to do this. They should have to bathe in this stuff.
They should. But in keeping with changing values, of course, King Charles, he's very much an environmentalist.
Oh, my, fuck him.
Fuck
and
his
my
fucking
dick
ass.
Is big.
Fuck
okay.
His piece of shit.
Please, and I
fuck
haven't
him.
Shat eight times
fuck
today.
Fucking palace. Oh, he's into
fuck,
fucking
he's
causes.
He's an environmentalist.
Go, fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
You fucking big-eared chimp. Fuck you, King Charles.
God.
Who gives a shit?
I can't. I hate them more every day.
Every day.
It's like, you know what
I forgot
is?
The war. I was like Revolutionary War. Who cares?
Yeah.
I'm on. Now I'm back.
You know what it is? Truly, it's that. It's after all of this. It's like, because that's such a deeply empty gesture.
Yeah.
No one gives a fucking shit
no
what's
cares.
In that oil. We never did.
No.
No one ever cared.
No.
I
no
guess
knew.
You know who didn't care either? The kings that had got it squirted on their heads.
They might have, to be fair.
They didn't know what it was.
They didn't know
right?
what it was.
Half of them have half a brain.
Yeah,
they're inbred hill people that just happen to wear fancy clothes.
I mean, but that's the thing. This is so sacred. This part of the ceremony is so sacred. When they put the oil on the new monarch's forehead, that it was banned from being filmed at Queen Elizabeth's coronation in 1953.
Yeah, because back then they used to have to blow up the, what was that big pile of gunpowder you have to blow up to take a picture?
It was 1953. They had fucking regular cameras. They had port. It's 1953. It's 1953.
We're like 10 years from landing on the moon.
I'm just saying. Who
and
gives
you still
a
think
shit?
It's. You still think it's that?
Well, my daughter died 5 days ago. Can we get a photographer?
We're
going
to have to start it now. No, I'm just talking about in England. I thought it was all dumb over there.
I mean, their TV in 1953, I have seen the footage of Queen Elizabeth's coronation. It looks like shit.
Well, yes. Yeah. I am obviously being facetious. I understand.
Did they
but
film?
I also, I just think that all of this is very fucking stupid.
It is, and it's about to get dumber.
Did they, have they done away with like the whole thing where then they get a bunch of slaves also? Or they're going to keep that? Because remember when the queen,
that's
queen
already
became
wrapped
the queen?
Up. That's already in there. Don't worry.
That's
don't
already
worry.
In there?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's already
because
built
then she did a and tour then, and they were like, these are all now your servants.
And
they were
Fernando
like, who are
you? Did remind me that this was, you just sent me a link that I forgot about civet coffee, which is the thing where, you know the thing about civet coffee?
No.
Where it's highly, highly sought after, very expensive coffee that is beans that have been eaten by a civet and then go through its whole fucking system, come out its asshole, they shit it out, and then they take those coffee beans and it's like very fancy.
How do the civets feel about it?
What the fuck?
I feel
is
like the civets are just like, please for the love of Christ, leave me alone.
There's a place called Civets Coffee right here.
Yeah, we can get civet coffee
Los
in America.
Angeles.
Yeah. Kopi Luwak. It's right here.
Okay.
You look at it. Look. I like how they put the picture of the little raccoon creature on it. And we're supposed to be like, ooh,
what
a nice
roast. What a civet is?
I recognize that animal. You know what that animal is? Remember in Willow when the witch got turned into the rodent? That Willow!
Yes!
That's the creature it got turned into. So if everyone don't, you don't know what a civet is, just imagine that witch turning into a goat. You can quite also, disturbingly.
You can get civet's wine.
It is $100 for a, I think this is a pound of coffee, 100 grams of civet coffee.
No.
It says here it's supposed to get, it gives, it's full of antioxidants.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
good.
So are blueberries.
Well, now that they've gotten rid of the civet and whale oil, they got to have a new oil.
Yeah.
Because they got to oil them. They got to oil them up.
Absolutely. What do we got here?
But I thought it was secret. Why do we all know?
It's predominantly olive oil, and it contains a mixture of rose, jasmine, cinnamon, orange blossom, and sesame. But the olive oil is special. It's because it is harvested. The olives are harvested from the burial site of the king's grandmother, Princess Alice.
So,
King Charles. So, what do they do? So, they put that in. They put him in a Pyrex dish, and then that's like they layer over that over him for was like a 24-hour like marinade, yeah, right? Like
you don't want a waste of olive oil.
Can you can we tenderize him first before we do that? I'd love to really pound him out with a meat. If you want to meat hammer a little bit,
if you want to make a new empire, then yeah, that's what you gotta do.
King Charles, just saying that is disgusting. He would not be good to eat.
No, he would not. He tastes even, like liver and anchovies.
Yeah, you couldn't even smoke.
Yeah.
You probably can't jerky him at this point.
I think he's so old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
But the queen had some meat on her.
You say the fucking queen had cake?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, she had some cake on her.
Yeah, she's chasing those corgis around, you know?
Yeah, I'm just going to look up. I want to look up Queen Elizabeth's butt.
All right. Oh, it's quite plump.
You can keep going if you want as I look this up.
Well, the oil for the coronation, set to take place on May 6th, it's coming up. It was made sacred in Jerusalem's Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where Jesus was crucified and buried.
Jesus wants nothing to do with this.
That was all fake, too.
And at the coronation, King Charles III will be blessed with the oil when it touches his head, chest, and hands.
I tell you what, though, Queen Elizabeth, what she makes up for in depth of body... She was very wide.
She was surprisingly wide.
Yeah. So she had kind of, it was a flatter butt, but it was kind of a landscape style.
British.
Butt.
Hips. A British butt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Next story.
Let's do it.
I mean, we better.
Let's come back to America for this one.
Thank God.
Let's go for death.
I already covered the Sean Kemp story, so we don't have
yeah,
to do
I don't know what other news good. We could cover.
Yeah, we're good. No foul play is suspected in the death of a Georgia businessman whose body was found wrapped in a rug.
This is actually a very strange story.
It's a fun mystery. Maybe we can solve it.
Did the Clintons do it?
Whoa. I will not stand for these accusations.
It's like you're right here with us,
I'm
Bill.
I'm talking to McDonald's, you remember?
I remember that.
Police are revealing new insight into their investigation into the death of a Georgia father who died on a business trip to Baton Rouge.
Now that's a good old-fashioned phone on a belt style business trip.
Yeah, is he selling rotary phones?
Yeah.
He's like, how do I unload these phones?
It just says business trip. It doesn't actually say what, but that's the thing. If you're going to Baton Rouge for business, what are you doing?
Shower parts. Yeah. You're selling shower parts. I'd say you're selling like you literally
any
like
bathroom
stuff like
things, any bathroom utensils.
Industrial lubricants.
Fiberglass baptismals.
All that shit. Yeah. You never know. Like, yeah, scrap
tombstones.
Metal. Yeah,
whatever. Well, Millard's wife, Amber, told Channel 2 Action News that her husband went to a college basketball game, then a pub, but never made it back to his hotel.
Action.
Baton Rouge Chief of Police Murphy J. Paul Jr. spoke about the case Tuesday afternoon. He said investigators dedicated many resources to the ongoing investigation, and investigators found no signs of foul play after discovering Millard's body wrapped in plastic and rolled in the rug.
Do you mind doing that properly with the proper New Orleans drawl, if you could?
Investigators found no sign of foul play after discovering Millard's body wrapped in plastic and rolled up in a rug.
It's French, but they're a little different.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I know.
Well, you have to remember, all you have to do is the only way to do Louisiana accent is Miss Occasion.
Oh, Miss Occasion.
You guys are nailing it.
The laboratory saying there's no gunshot wounds or signs of blunt force trauma.
You sound like the guy from The Room.
Yeah. And that's good.
Yeah.
So, but I could see that. Okay, so he rolls around. He rolls himself
into a rug. Yeah.
Well, I could see a person being able to do that.
This is the problem. They're coming back with the toxicology report because right now there is no signs of foul play. He was not strangled. He was not shot. He was not stabbed. There is no specific bodily harm done to him. But what's weird is it's not that he was just in a rug, it's that he was wrapped in plastic and then wrapped in a rug.
Was he trying to jerk off?
I mean, straight up. But where do they find him?
Here's what's interesting about it. They found him 6 miles from where he was last seen on CCTV. He was in an abandoned shed behind a funeral home.
Man, he must have been hammered.
He might have been. Or, but what I'm thinking
sounds
is
like there was like some foul play.
Maybe
weird.
Maybe he died. Maybe he was sent to the funeral home. Maybe he was. Maybe there was no ID on him. Well, maybe his wallet was stolen. He was sent to the funeral home. Something happened in the funeral home. Some paperwork wasn't actually done, so they wrapped him in a rug and put him out back to take care of him later.
Interesting.
That's a bad funeral home.
That is definitely. I could see just being just bad business values.
There's a lot of bad funeral homes.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I also could see. What did I learn when I went to New Orleans by myself for Mardi Gras?
This is Baton Rouge.
Yeah, so I'll ask our listeners if it is the same for Baton Rouge, but I wonder because people were so friendly and I was by myself. So like I just ended up with this like group of guys. They were there for their own bachelor party and I was hanging out with them for like 3 days and anything could have happened to me because I got fucking blackout drunk. I followed them to casino. I did all this type of weird shit. I got spanked by a dominatrix. I got whipped in the street.
Do you want to like go under and maybe remember some of the things that happened to you?
God, no. Oh, God. I don't. No, I don't. I like to keep those firmly in the subconscious.
We're going to put those in the Disney vault.
But I wonder if, you know, you meet a guy at a fucking sports bar. You start talking to she'd be like, bud. You ain't got to show you. You're like, you like these boots?
Mm-hmm.
You should come back by mine. I'll show you. So I got a whole
collection
of these boots.
Somehow racist what you're doing. I don't know why it's racist, like, but it's racist.
But then they go out to the, like, you know, and then what do we know? Never go to a second location.
Always.
Truly ever. You shouldn't do it. So maybe.
It's your bar that's where crawling.
Something happens. Dies of a heart attack.
Yeah. Or what about this? What if he dies alone? A bunch of drunk guys come upon him. They think they're going to have a fun evening.
Let's check this dead guy's body.
No. I was thinking, like, they're going to do something fun. Like, they do a weekend at Bernie's thing with him for a while. Take him to a couple of bars.
Yeah, you're in Baton Rouge for the weekend. Yeah. You're there for a business.
Have fun.
Like, what the fuck do we do to the dead body now? Where's the dead body going? Dead body goes to funeral home. So
think
fucking wrap him up and take him over.
Think about this. In the morning, all right? We got the cabana at the hotel, right? Put fucking sunglasses on this fucking guy. And we bring him in there. That's fun as hell. And then they're like, man, he stinks.
Yeah, wrap him in a wrap him.
Wrapped in plastic.
Wrapped in plastic. Wrapped in plastic. Maybe he was just trying to be a little worm. Maybe he got drunk and was like, I want to be a worm.
There's so many ways to mysteriously die. In America. There's just like so, I guess across the world.
For some reason I feel like Russia is the most mysterious.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then
a lot of people just jump off of buildings, but I think they're thrown most.
Yeah, or deep within the government of China. I feel like there's a lot of weird shit happening in there and stuff. But it's like, I wonder, like, you know, truth is far stranger than any fiction we can construct.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Like, I feel like, he could have died of a heart attack. And then you got a bunch of vagrants that find a body. And they want to wrap it up in plastic because it's kind of fun. And they put him in a carpet because they're like, whoa, cool, fun. It's a carpet, fun. Or is it like they dies at some guy's house and he's like, oh, I got to get it. Maybe he's got a worn out.
Yeah.
You know, and I got to hide this body now, even though it's completely quote unquote innocent.
Yeah.
Or we're having some kind of illicit gay affair out here in the swamp.
Maybe.
Hiding from normal. Or like another, like, who knows? Just hanging out. Maybe just hanging out with somebody he met.
Maybe they were transporting the body and then somebody came upon them. They got spooked, dropped the body and ran away.
True.
Could be. Well, either way, his wife is now a lonely widow and we need to find this bitch a goose.
I would love to start side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Do you have a goose that was willing to be shipped to Baton Rouge to have sex with this grieving woman?
Not just sex. Not sex.
Oh, no, Georgia.
Shenanigans.
The woman, the widow is not.
From Georgia.
And they're just going to want to do shenanigans.
Just shenanigans.
Just shenanigans.
Cemetery shenanigans.
And all I know is, like, just keep its beak away from your pussy.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I don't care what anybody says.
That is a level of torture.
You could try to teach a goose cunnilingus, but I do think that is going to be a long process.
Yeah, it's not happening.
You might want to need to do it on a football or something. You know what I mean? You might want to do it on some kind of other, a couple of fleshlights and let them tear that up until they really get the hang of it.
Yeah, he's going to tear it up.
No build animals for that. Also, did you see the KFC chicken fleshlight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it's a joke, right? I mean,
you can buy it. You can buy it and theoretically fuck it.
I like being relaxed.
It's chicken. It's fake chicken, obviously.
The double down's back.
I saw that. I did.
America's returning back to normal.
Yeah, that's nice.
Where are you seeing
You didn't see it?
No, no. He lives in a whole, his entire internet is something that we will never understand, Marcus.
No, no.
He has a whole, like, I've looked at his algorithm. I've never seen an algorithm
yours is just
that
full
is
of
so
gifts.
Different from mine. It is so wild. I don't, it's so weird.
It seems, okay, it is, I am seeing a video.
This.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at
let
that
me,
same thing.
That.
Like, I think
it's not fake.
Well, I mean,
yeah, it's not fake. It's not done by an AI.
Look at this chicken pussy.
Yeah, it's not fake as in somebody did construct a KFC chicken fleshlight. It was constructed. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can buy one.
Yeah.
I want to be in your world.
By that measure, Batman is also real because somebody created Batman.
No, but you can't fuck Batman.
You can fuck a guy in a Batman costume.
Can you buy Batman? No, you can buy this KFC chicken.
I don't think you can buy it.
Yes, you can.
Buy it right now.
It's just in a soda cup.
Buy it.
It's just somebody trying to fuck a piece of chicken.
If you can get a KFC fleshlight here, I'm going to be generous. I'll give you 2 weeks. If you can get it here in 2 weeks, I will give you $63.
Wow.
Cash.
$63 cash.
Well, consider it fucking butt.
We'll round it up.
No, please, man. I want this to arrive. Please get the
KFC fleshlight on Etsy right now.
Oh, you know who this is? No, this is. I know who this person is. We did this whole thing. Remember they had cartoon themed fleshlights? Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm. Ben, wow. I'm not seeing anything here.
Yeah, he's got a whole, again, I don't know what shows up.
No, well, I'm going to figure it out. Don't worry. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I'll round it up. $65. I will give you $60. That's how much this is worth to me, is $65.
Okay, well, get ready for my pockets to get a little bit bigger.
Why? Because they're going to be filled with a KFC fleshlight. And your dick's going to be
inside. Have you seen a fleshlight?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I see. Oh, look, it came with gravy.
But you wait when I buy that KFC fleshlight, and then I come in with 20-piece chicken nuggets and a couple of my kids.
I mean, then it ends into delusional territory.
And then I'm going to put little eyeballs on all my nuggets and be like, that's Tommy the Nugget. You do not talk to Tommy
like,
that way.
Honestly, just to don't please question Kissel or his family. Okay, that's his family.
That's his family. Yeah. That's who they are. That's who all he is.
And you know what? This home chooses love.
Oh, and now I only have 19. Samantha died of cancer, so I hate it. All right.
Now 18. Marcus. Now 70.
We're going to be ending my true crime roundup with a quite horrific tale.
I like that we're ending hard.
Yeah, we're ending real hard here. Not good. Even on human murder, but let's get into it. A woman from England who was goaded by laughing onlookers into cutting up and eating her pet hamster, Mr. Nibbles, is jailed for a year. And by the way, she did it in a video.
I will describe this woman is...
Hungry?
I'm going to be generous here. She does look like a woman that would eat a hamster.
Oh, wow. She really does.
On camera.
She looks like, I mean, speaking of Total Recall, got to get to Mars.
She literally does look just. Wow, that is just like that.
God,
that's so
she does
weird.
Look exactly like her. That's incredible.
I didn't know that actor ate a squirrel.
So now this is apparently, she was, there's a controversy, right? Because she very much on film was eating a cut in half animal.
Well, there's two videos. Ugh. The first video is there's the hamster in the hamster ball, and she's got a knife, and she was stabbing into the hamster ball to try and kill the hamster. And then the second video, the hamster is cut in half, and she eats it whole.
She eats its intestines raw.
While a woman in the room laughs in the background, and she's heard to say, "You're a sick bitch, you are."
Yeah, and they all laugh.
Why is it like the British? You don't hear too much of the crime because mostly it was like, your knees are backwards, you know? But then when we do hear the stories.
Oh, yeah, they're intense.
It's really
because
horrible.
They are so scary, dude.
Because they ain't better than us.
No, they're not. They're not.
They ain't fucking better than us.
They're not.
Yeah, you want us to talk about fucking Florida, man? You want to talk about all this fucking bullshit?
You have people.
Who are cutting hamsters in half and eating them?
You like
it?
Yeah,
we got
raw.
It.
Yeah, but well, what is happening is apparently this is based on a thing, a trend that is happening in the UK called cuckooing.
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 Now,
this is why they're good. So obviously, this one was hard up. She was very much so on some form of crack cocaine slash heroin.
She's hammered out of her fucking mouth.
It was all fucked up, but she was being goaded to, like, and what's interesting is that she did eat the hamster like she was Joey Chestnut, because she did the thing with the bottle of water where it's like every single time she took a bite, she'd like wash it down with the fucking bottle of water, right? Yeah. Trying to get it down. There was no speed trial here. I didn't know why we were rushing. Because this is the show here, you know.
You just want to get it done, maybe.
Get it over with.
But there is this thing that is happening that she believed that she was cuckooed, right? Which is people slowly but surely manipulating somebody who is on drugs and eventually taking over their home. So according to this woman, her name is, was it Emily Parker, right? Mm-hmm. Emma Parker.
Emma Parker.
Wasn't she also in La La Land?
This
woman's 39. She's our age. Imagine that.
She's my age. This is insane. Look at this woman's face. We are the same age.
That's a harder 39 than you, I guess.
So the way she puts it, she was like, oh, I had a beef with crack cocaine. Yeah. Oh, I had a bite. Right? In it, ain't something good in it. Right. But then eventually she said her dealers would start showing up at her house and hanging out longer and longer. And then she'd be like, oh, you're up, man. Thanks for the rock, then. Isn't it nice, isn't it? Right?
It is kind of cute the way they do crack over there.
They do, yes. Yeah. It's out of like a talking tea kettle. It is that's cute. Nice. Their crack is cute.
It is cute.
But then eventually they would start showing up. And then they said, like, not only are we going to, like, so this is a good warning to you. The dealers started offering, we're going to deliver drugs to your home without you even asking us to. Like, we're just going to start showing up. And we're going to come to you instead of you coming to us. And eventually, they just started living inside of the house. And now this seems to be a trend that is happening across the UK.
But then no answer to why she ate the little hamster
They said it's because now you have a bunch of people that literally have, like, weapons that you are. She is basically saying, I was essentially a hostage doing this under duress.
Yeah.
But now why did that happen?
She...
Because it was there.
Why were the drug dealers like, eat the hamster?
Because they were malicious people.
Well, this woman said that she admitted, like, yes, that is me on the video eating the hamster.
Look at the vibrant summer dress she's wearing in the video.
But she claimed that she was helping the hamster to die after it had been bitten by one of her dogs.
And that's not how you do it.
That's not how you do it. You don't stab at it in a hamster wheel and then cut it in half and eat it.
Not in this economy.
No.
Absolutely not. Maybe take some of the oils out from it and rub it on your king.
That's what's going to happen next.
When she said the incident took place at her home last May, but refused to name those filming the footage, telling police, quote, they are not nice people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's
I can imagine.
I looked it up, and this just seems to be common where people be like, because, you know, we do, and we have an issue in America because we do have we're currently in a spiraling housing crisis. But a part of that is the idea of squatters, people showing up and just like taking over
homes. Just living there.
And they can, they do actually have some agency because it's really just like, if you can get in there, it's very difficult to get them out. Like,
I think it was her house, though.
Yes, and so that's what people do. There was a Netflix show called The Worst Roommate Ever, I think it was called. Horrible name for a harrowing show.
Yeah.
Because it was all about, like, people who show up in your home, they read you, and they figure out that they can manipulate you, and then they just don't fucking leave. They just stay inside your house, and then you can't get them out. And then basically they're like, you leave. You can go. Yeah. And this is something that is happening that, you know, I don't know how often, but there's like several like now instances. Videos that say how to avoid being cuckooed.
Yeah.
Cuckooed. Well,
it comes from the cuckoo bird, because what the cuckoo bird does is that it goes into a nest of other birds. It pushes those eggs out and then it lays its own eggs in there. So the other bird raises its chicks. And then when the cuckoo birds hatch, they eat the other chicks.
That's what Nick Cannon does.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Funny pop culture. Interesting. I did not realize that.
And this actually harkens back to a famous British news story that I'd never heard of before. It harkens back to the famous tabloid headline, Freddie Starr Ate My Hamster. The Sun story from March of 1986.
Elucidate.
Yeah.
Curious.
It alleged that the hungry comedian had placed a friend's pet hamster between two slices of bread and ate it at her Manchester home.
What?
After the pair went back there following a stage appearance in the city.
What? This was a... Com-
Well, I guess this is funny, sure.
Mm-hmm. Freddy Starr.
But it did not happen.
It was a lie.
It's an urban legend.
It was an urban... Well, no, it was fake news. It was actually planted in the papers. What became one of the best-known newspaper headlines of all time was concocted by his publicist, Max Clifford, to gain attention for his tour. The comedian later said that he had never so much as nibbled on a live hamster, gerbil, guinea pig, mouse, shrew, vole, or any other small mammal. Following Starr's death 4 years ago at the age of 76, the Sun's headline declared, Freddie Starr joins his hamster.
Yeah. Look at this. He's smoking a cigarette with
that's
his nose.
Funny stuff.
That's funny stuff.
That's funny stuff. Funny as opposed stuff. To being in
he
your
looks,
mouth.
He looks like he's committed a whole series of, maybe he's just seen a lot.
He looks like he may have hung out with Jimmy Savile, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we're all going to get a bunch.
You look, Freddie Starr is a fucking, he's a man.
God knows what
he's the one most wonderful man in the world. How dare you say these things about Freddie Starr, you fucker. And then like, okay, all right.
He died in Spain.
Everybody that lived in the 70s did something wrong. That is just how it happened. Everybody who lived did something that was questionable because you were next to that guy.
Mm-hmm. He did insult comedy, physical comedy, musical comedy, and observational comedy.
That's all of it. I wish more comedians were more multifaceted.
Hmm. Wow.
It's like he was in a band called After the Laughter. No, he had an album called After the Laughter. Never mind. I thought he was in a band called After the Laughter.
Yeah, After the Laughter.
That would have been a terrible band name.
That's when the kissing starts.
No, the name of the band was actually Mercy Beat. He became the lead singer of Mercy Beat. It was a pop group. Or the Midnighters, also spelled Midnighters.
He was in which the Mercy was
managed,
Beats?
Which was managed by Brian Epstein.
Is that Jeffrey Epstein's cousin?
Oh, man, that's a whole nother thing. I don't know. Either way, they're all dead now.
I'm just glad we left our show and we ended our show in a good, giant miasma of confusion. Where we don't know what we're saying and the audience doesn't know any of the facts. They're probably screaming at their car or their home right now, answering all the questions that we're just Googling live.
Yeah, probably,
Again, but you see, this is where the effort really comes in. Because we don't just say things willy-nilly, do we, Kissel?
No,
do
we don't.
Do we, Marcus? No, we're sitting here looking for the facts.
It was interesting, though. Starr was not happy any longer. He says, I'm fed up with people shouting, did you eat that hamster, Freddy?
You did it.
Now I say, give me 1 pound and I'll tell you. Then they give me a pound and I say no and walk away.
Well, John, it sounded like a John Cleese.
Yeah, and the Mercy Beat is not a band. There was a band called the Mercy Beat.
Yeah, it was
Mercy
a famous Beat, band.
Mercy Beat was a style of music.
Gotcha.
You know, from
it
Liverpool.
Was?
Yeah.
Well,
Mercy Beat.
That is Dan fucking Pat.
There we go.
We're doing our best, sir.
Okay, hold on. He was on November 2012 as part of the... Oh, now there's a whole thing.
I feel like we're already this is...
That's the thing. They've listened so far.
If you've listened this far...
It's the last 5 minutes, so, you know.
Yes.
Anything's up. Yeah, exactly. What do you think? Pause.
Yes.
Say it out loud. This is what we'll do for the show, for the end of this segment. We're going to say so... What about that? Teresa? Is your name Teresa?
Well, there was a...
That's an interesting... Ha, 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 ha. What a funny point you just made.
There was a defamation suit on October 8th, 2012. Channel 4 reported allegations relating to Starr's appearance on Jimmy Savile's BBC television show.
We already said it.
Click.
Yes.
Okay. So my first instinct was correct.
Yes. And you know what you could tell?
It was Starr. Because
I knew he was a deviant by the way he smoked.
Starr was arrested by police at his Warwickshire home in connection with the Jimmy Savile sexual abuse scandal.
Wow. Yeah, everybody was then. They were, Jimmy Savile did a really good job of implicating an entire industry and royal family on his crimes. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, all right, everyone. Thank you so much for being British.
Really great.
Thank you for listening.
I can't wait to do our Jimmy Savile series. We have to do it someday.
Oh, we will
eventually.
God,
it's going to be so gross.
Eventually.
No, it's nothing but smiles.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim
everybody's going to love it.
Jim will fix it.
There is a good documentary on him now.
Yes.
Yeah, the Netflix. It was fantastic, actually.
Oh, it was so gross. Made my skin crawl.
I actually thought that the Hitchhiker documentary wasn't very good.
The Hitchhiker with the Hatchet. I'm not sure if we finished it. I think we did. I thought it was all right.
Stolen Youth was good.
Yeah, that was Kai the Hitchhiker.
Yeah, Kai the Hitchhiker. Yeah. I thought it was good. It was just too long.
They're too fun. They're making it too like BuzzFeed.
Yeah, they really are. It's too cute. Everything's too cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, well, just get, just show me, you know,
murders.
Murders.
You don't got to worry about cute when you listen to us. Thank you all so much for listening to this fun, relaxed, fit episode. Thank you for being here, Marcus. Thanks. Obviously, it's the show
it's the show. Yeah.
You know, that you have to be on contractually.
We have to be on it, but also, but truthfully, I love to do it.
I love to do it.
As because do I think about this every day. I wonder, I don't know what we did right to get to live our dreams.
I don't know either.
I don't want to make my friends smile today. That's what I say every day.
Every day I wake up and I pray to Jesus Christ, I'll make my friends smile.
Yes. And did you?
I hope so.
You did. All right, everyone.
I'm just a simple laugh farmer.
We'll be April 8th. Check out Henry and I for side stories.
Remember the WonderCon.
I've got it right here. On Friday, March 24th, we're going to be signing at Booth 1500.
Cool.
From 3:30 to 4:30. And on Saturday, March 25th, we're going to be doing a panel in room 209 from 11 o'clock to noon. And then we will do another signing at the Z2 booth. Again, Booth 1500.
Come on by. Why don't you learn something for a chance?
That's 12:30 to 1:30. And don't forget, Tom Neely's also going to be there on Friday.
Good. Good plug, because you got to see. Go look at his stuff. Come on.
Tom Neely's stuff is just fantastic.
Who's
if you've
best?
Never read The Humans, it's great. I love it.
Honestly, it's really good. I reread it recently.
It's very good. If you've never read Henry and Glenn Forever, it's a fucking modern classic.
Yes.
Please go read that, especially if you're a fan of Henry Rollins, Black Flag, Glenn Danzig, or The Misfits.
Have you read Ed the Happy Clown?
I fucking adore Ed the Happy Clown.
It's great.
It's one of my favorites, yeah.
Thank you all so much for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Hail again.
And thanks for stopping by.
Congratulations, everybody.
Hey, because
don't eat your hamster.
Don't eat your hamster, unless, of course, it's consented.
I don't think it has.
Yeah. And new No Dogs in Space episodes coming very soon.
All right.
Very good. Good plan.
Thank you.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.